This episode of the Culture Coach podcast is sponsored by Timekeeper Financial Solutions. Timekeeper helps creatives and small business owners keep their financial books in order so that you can do what you're great at. TimekeeperFinancial.com, keeping count of what counts.
Welcome to Culture Coach, a podcast with me, Nikki Lerner, helping you to engage in a proactive movement towards unity and understanding as it relates to culture and come from. Thanks for joining me today. You ready to go? Let's get started. Hey, thanks again so much for listening. You know, I wanted to create a space each week where you and I can learn about different cultures and come froms in a safe, non-threatening, non-embarrassing environment. I hope you enjoy this podcast. For more creative resources and ideas, you can engage with me at NikkiLerner.com. One of the best things that I started doing for myself about 3 years ago or so was to take about 60 days off a year. And I remember when I first started thinking about this and I was like, I can't take 60 days off a year. But when you really think about it and you think that there's 365 days in the year, 60 days doesn't seem like a whole lot. And so about 3 years ago, one of my coaches, a guy named Rich Litvin, if you are looking for somebody great to listen to, particularly if you're a coach, he has this tool called the Energy Audit. And one of the things that he had us do was to look at not only the days and the weeks, but the calendar year, and really see if we could get a sense of where we lose energy, where we gain energy, so that then we can plan our work and our time to be around those times where we are at our highest peak, where we are at our highest peak of energy and focus and work and all those things. And it is one of the best things I have done for my work and my clients, as well as for myself in the last 3 years. And so what that has led to is I take 30 days off in the summer and 30 days off in the winter towards the end of the year. And so what that means for the Culture Coach podcast is that you will get probably some summer shorts. And what I've been doing here is just giving you some quick little insight tips and trainings here on the podcast for you to think about even over the summer. Because chances are you're probably taking a bunch of weeks off too over the summer. And if you haven't already planned it, I want to encourage you today to go plan it. Because you need to take care of yourself and you need to be able to come back and lead well wherever it is that you are leading. So let me just kind of share that with you about my world. And I'm definitely feeling... Right now, I am about 3 or 4 days away from taking my summer sabbatical, and I need it, y'all. I need it. today's summer short. Here it is. Some of you are trying to do deep, meaningful culture work and trying to make deep cultural change without having the courage to work on yourself. Now, some of you may be saying right now, you're like, what are you talking about? Like, I've gone through trainings, I've read books, I've done all these things, right? Yes, that's awesome. And you know as well as I do that you can get all of the information in the world, but if you do not apply it when the rubber meets the road, then it's almost like you didn't learn anything. And there are some of you, and you know it, like when I even said that, you already know. I mean, you need to be honest with yourself today. You and I may not even know each other yet. And you already know when I say this, is that what will you do with the information that you've learned? What will you do with the information that you learned at work or through a training or whatever it is when you actually have to apply it? Because here's what I know, and I say this out of the deepest love and compassion for the human race, because I do it too, y'all, is that when we are presented with new information and an opportunity to change and apply the new information, generally we are resistant. Particularly if it calls to a place in us where we feel like maybe even we've fallen short. And then we can feel a sense of embarrassment sometimes, or a sense of shame, or a sense of, you know, as a leader, like, you know, I should have known this, or, you know, why did I mess that up? Or, you know, those kinds of things. It's like a friend of mine, my friend Michelle Jack, she's a colleague of mine. She calls it open kimono. And that's how it can feel sometimes. It can feel like open kimono when somebody brings something to your attention, or somebody shows you something that you didn't do, quote, perfectly, right? And then you kind of take all the things that you've learned about your culture work, and you don't apply any of it. You either forget or you choose consciously to throw it to the side. Or you just don't believe it because you've never actually stepped into the space where you've had to apply it before. So you haven't even seen the change yet that new information could actually afford you. And so I actually want to tell you that this is something that you just need to be aware of as a leader. All of the culture results that you long for in your company, or as a growing multicultural leader, you cannot do them apart from enacting some change in who you are. You cannot do them without working on your own character. Like, they just go together. They do. I'm sorry that that's the truth. I don't like that truth either, by the way. But it is. It's true. It's just true that they work and they coincide together. And so what you're looking for is anytime you learn something, even anytime you learn something here on the podcast that maybe was an aha for you or something new, you want to then go ask God, ask the spirit within you, ask, you know, whatever you call it, the universe or whatever it is that you have, ask that sense within you to show you where you're supposed to apply that new information. Look for it. Like, keep your eyes open and look for it. Because honestly, whether you ask for it or not, it's coming. It's coming. There's going to be an opportunity for you to do better in the next situation, in the next thing that you find yourself in. And so I want to encourage you, even this summer, as you are thinking about some of the things that you've been learning, whether you've been working with me this year or you've been working with another coach or another trainer, I really want you to think about, are you trying to do this work without making any character changes? Because for most of you that I interact with around the Culture Coach podcast, and for most of my clients that I work with, we are talking about high achieving people here, right? We are talking about high achieving folks. If you're listening to this, there's a very good chance that you are a high achiever. I work with some brilliant people. I love my clients. They're brilliant. They are high achievers. They have done some beautiful things in the world and are doing some beautiful things in the world. And that's why they care about this work so much. And there's always, you know, something to learn, some place to grow. But if we're not careful as high achievers, we can live in the space of goal setting and metrics and, you know, those kinds of things, and spend all of our time trying to do those things and come up with those things, and then actually never, ever take the first micro step, as my coach Scott would say, the first micro step towards achieving them. And that's where this work can become dangerous, is because we can overthink all of the things that we want to do. We can get not only lost, but we can end up hiding in goals and outcomes and metrics and all these things, instead of using our time to make a step towards people and make a step towards what it is that we want to see happen and a step towards our own character change. So that's just something I want you to be aware of after you hear this. You know, just look for those places. Are there places in your work, in your life, when it comes to culture work, that you are trying to do this work without working on yourself? Because that's not going to work. That's not going to work. I've been doing this a really long time. Now, what you can end up doing is being somebody who's really good at compartmentalizing. And so, you know, a lot of times your success in your culture work will be determined on what is being inputted into you the rest of the week outside of your own culture work. So like if you are watching media or you are listening to people or listening to things that are actually leading you away from people or leading you towards more separation, more segregation, the non-virtuous side of action and emotion. If that's what you're doing most of the time when you are not at work, you have to be super good at compartmentalizing to then try to engage in multicultural work. Because multicultural work is ultimately about the coming together of people and the respect and appreciation and education of each other's culture. And when I say each other's culture, I'm not just talking about that, you know, the people who are marginalized or the people that are underrepresented, that they are the only ones that gets to participate in this. That's not culture work, right? This culture work is for all of us. But the skills that we are learning together really require a humility, actually, a humility of knowing that we can appreciate and embrace one another's culture while also keeping our own. But we have to know that that work requires a coming together, not a separation. And some of you, as I said, can be really good at the compartmentalization, but you need to know that the work is always about the coming together. And if you're going to come together with different kinds of people, you gotta work on yourself, because we all got bias. We all have things that are gonna make us feel threatened. We're gonna deal with things that make us feel like people are trying to replace us. All of these things, and what we can't turn that into is some weird version of multicultural work that nobody asked for. So make sure you're working on yourself. Happy summer. I'll see you soon. Hey, thanks so much for making the time to listen. If you like the insight today, tell your friends and be part of the newsletter at NikkiLerner.com. Remember, it takes that first decision to realize your vision for a more generous, multicultural life. I'll see you next week.